Yeah, I think so. I think probably most fans, most people don't really realize the academic impact, and not just the University of Nebraska, but also creation of jobs, research, some of the things that this state badly needs, more entrepreneurial activity. And I think this will really help our research park. And you'll see it in Scotts Bluff, you'll see it in McCook, you'll see it all across the state. So that's a big deal from that standpoint. And of course, the one thing also I'd like to emphasize, Lane, is something that Harvey Perlman hit on, was as we sat at the Big 12 meetings, and as people projected various scenarios and tried to get people to commit to staying with the Big 12, when you had Colorado that could not say for sure what they were going to do, Missouri not saying for sure what they were going to do, and then so many other schools saying, well, if those two go, no matter what Nebraska says, we can't commit either. And so at that point, you certainly don't want to be where some schools are today, not having a home. And so we felt this was something that was important, and we think the Big Ten is really a good fit. Very similar philosophy, culture, and so we hope the fans will embrace it going forward. I'm sure there'll be some who'll say, well, you know, we'd like to go in and play Kansas every year, or we want to play at Stillwater or wherever. But things began to change, remember, when Oklahoma no longer played Nebraska every year. And so this is somewhat of an extension of that whole thing. But having said that, I'm hoping that we can schedule in our non-conference schedule some of the old Big 8, Big 12 teams going forward. And it won't be real quick or easy to do that, but I think we will eventually.
How much through this process was there, you know, ups and downs where you thought, okay, if the Big Ten, if we want the Big Ten, it's there for us, or man, maybe this is going to be kind of difficult to get Big Ten membership. Were there high and low points where you weren't so sure, and where you were more confident than others?
Not particularly, you know, and you mentioned earlier that this has got to be really hard, and it really wasn't that hard. Harvey and I went and talked to Jim Delaney. That was been 10 days a week or 2 weeks ago, and we felt pretty comfortable with what we were hearing. I think they felt comfortable with what we were hearing, but he couldn't give us an answer. And so when we said we do not have an invitation, we really didn't. Because until his board met, until his presidents met on Sunday, he could not issue an invitation. So we realized that there was always a possibility that that could fall through. And but once we had that assurance, I think we felt pretty certain that this was going to happen. And but I wasn't feeling any particular stress, and we just kind of take it one day at a time. And I think the Big Ten has been very methodical about it too. I think they are really serious about trying to make sure that there's no culture shock here on Nebraska's part or anybody else in the Big Ten. And that's very wise, because I think so many times schools kind of get smashed together and they don't understand each other. They don't know how they operate, and sometimes it can cause some discomfort.
How big of a part was the Big Ten in the overall conversation? Big Ten Network, I should say, in the overall conversation? Because I mean, it's going to be great for the athletic department this year that there's going to be Nebraska programming on the Big Ten Network immediately, even before full membership.
Well, I think it'll be very good as far as recruiting is concerned, because one thing, when you're out in California or where you're down in Florida or Texas, you'll often hear parents say is, you know, I'll never get to see my son or my daughter play. And now we know that that's not going to be true. And it's not just true of football and basketball. It's true of a great many of our sports. We'll have regular coverage, and that will certainly help our exposure and our recruiting in those areas. So I think the Big Ten Network certainly has a great deal of impact and potential. And then, of course, it also will help our fans, because they obviously aren't going to be able to see every game. And but this will make sure that those games are available to them. And so I don't think those who are feeling left out, you know, because they can't drive to KU or K-State will necessarily have a hard time seeing our games.